There are no shortcuts. We live so much of our lives with a deal type of mentality. There has to be a deal for this or a discount on that. We're always looking for a hookup. Many people are embarrassed to say that they have paid full retail price for something. There was an advertising campaign by a national discount store that suggested if you shop with them, you would never pay full retail again. As a matter of fact, their logo, their campaign slogan was, if you paid full retail, then you probably paid too much. Now, there's nothing wrong with discounts, and it makes sense to stretch a dollar. It truly makes sense. The question becomes, where is the line drawn between the practical application of this practice and the point at which we're compromising the quality of life? It's one thing to get a deal on a product, but what happens when we continue this wheeling and dealing into other areas of our lives? When do we draw the line about getting a deal? Our approach to life has become grounded in deal making, in connections, in hookups. The connections required to become a member of a particular club or group, sometimes it's quite challenging and it's exclusive. It's based on who you know and how you can get a hookup and how you can get around certain criteria. However, in many of these situations, once membership is acquired, that's when the privileges begin. As a matter of fact, one major credit card company actually uses a very similar phrase and motto to promote and market their brand. They actually say, membership has its privileges. How many folks base their personal importance is really grounded in where they're located relative to group memberships. Many folks feel important if they're part of this sorority or that fraternity or this social club or that country club, and they wear it like a badge of honor. And it almost makes the statement that I'm a member of such and such and you're not. It's that additional phrase, and you're not, that is loudly communicated, but often not necessary to be spoken. It's a shame that we actually place value on excluding others. There are folks who find power in being in a space that excludes. And that's unfortunate. The same is true with other things as well. We look for hookups and shortcuts to get things in life, to acquire other things that others don't have. We look for how to get a quick degree. Millions are made every year on people getting degrees online, on people getting degrees through other methods. We look at how to get ahead through any sort of side door that we can. And we try to find out, who do I have to know in order to get a better deal? What do I have to say? What's the hookup? These questions and more are asked all the time in an effort to arrive at a place where we don't have to pay full retail, so to speak. Has anyone ever discovered a quick and easy route to quality human relationships? Have they discovered a shortcut to having people be kinder to each other? What's the secret in gaining membership in a club where civility, acceptance, and kindness are the rule? Where is the criteria for that club? It's not clear that people truly aspire to those ends. It's not clear that people actually want a deeper experience of life or of each other. It's not clear that folks know how to turn off that discount mentality when it comes to other people. We discount people when we should be very happy to be paying full price in terms of meaningful, deep, powerful relationships. Full retail would be like genuine caring, full support of others, taking care of each other in meaningful ways, and not denigrating anybody. That's full retail. In the Bible, in the book of John, Jesus says that I am the truth, the way, and the light. No one gets to the Father except through me. The Father and I are one. If you have seen me, then you have seen the Father. In short, Jesus is laying out the roadmap. It's not a shortcut. It's not a hookup. It's not a deal. It's very straightforward language. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the truth. And if you have seen Jesus, his works, his way of being in the world, then you have seen the Father. Jesus' life and his ministry are a perfect example of how it can be done. It's not a shortcut. It's not a hookup. It's not a deal. And it's further demonstrated by the works and the miracles and the acts that the disciples did after Jesus' death. When you see Jesus, as he said, you're looking at the Father. What do people see when they see you? When it comes to your humanity and you demonstrating the vision that Christ has for each of us, what do people see when they see you? Do they see a dollar store? Or what? What do people see? God bless.